Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. My thanks to Ashley Lang and to Tyler Cup for sitting in here last week while we were out playing in the mountains of Wyoming. And it was a great trip. A great trip. And what better way to return to civilization than to have the business coach here. How are you doing, Coach?
I'm doing great. Welcome back to warm South Carolina.
Yeah. I was telling you earlier that it was, morning temperatures out there were about 48, 49 degrees. 48 or 49 degrees. We came out this morning with 77 when I left the house at 4 a.m.
Anyway, 112% humidity.
Yeah, I don't have any of that out there. So, Coach, a little bit about your background for people who have not had a chance to listen to you ever before.
Let's see. I've been doing this for about 34 years now, advising businesses and small business owners on how to improve their business, how to be more profitable in their business, and how to grow their business.
He's also been on the air on WRHI, I think, 15 years?
16 this year.
16 this year.
The business coach.
All right. And he has a two-minute vignette that runs every Friday on WRHI. Very interesting stuff. And if you miss it, you can go right back online and listen to all of the programs. But today, we want to teach you how to be like John Reinhart. Now, this is called how to join the second comma club. You know, the second comma club, which means you got more zeros. You got it? Okay. Does that... I mean, what else? I know he was here for a reason, right? Okay, so let's tell everybody what the heck a second comma club is.
Well, I mean, I hear so much talk these days that it's impossible to become a millionaire because of the economy, because of everything that's against people. And the only way, the only path to becoming a millionaire is to have a business handed to you from your family or to inherit the $1 million. And the fact is, that's simply not the case. And as a matter of fact, that's a complete myth because very few people, small percentage of people, become millionaires that way. The majority of them are self-made, and you know, if you take a look at it, there truly is a path to reach the second comma club in this country for most Americans.
All right, now to put this in perspective, when we take a look at how America is really put together dollars and cents wise.
Now let's remember there's 350 million people in this country.
That's right. There's only one John Reinhart, but there's 350 million people.
That's okay. Right.
All right. So when you take a look at that, I mean, how many billionaires are in this country?
Out of 350 billion?
Yeah.
902.
902.
That's
out of 350 million.
Yes.
Right.
902. Not billion, a million, right, yes. And so that almost is just a statistic inaccuracy. I mean, you know, that's so small.
All right. So when you take a look at the next step down.
Which would be centimillionaires, people that are nine-figure people.
Right.
You know, there's less than 10,000 in this country.
Less than 10,000.
You know, we see these contracts for athletes and for entertainers, and we have a very misperception on how many people in this country truly have a net worth of that value. There, again, out of 350 million people, there's less than 10,000 of those.
Okay, so let's take another step down to the humble Millionaire Club.
Maybe not so humble. The Millionaire Club in this country, there are over 24.3 million people in this country that have a net worth that belong in the second comma club. Now, that's 7% of the adult population.
All right.
So it's not like it's not there for everybody. It's not a high percentage. However, the path to get there is pretty obvious. And we're going to walk through that later in this show.
I have to make a political statement here. If you add those three numbers together, 902, 9850, and 24.3 million, that's still less than 10% of the entire population of the United States of America.
Yes.
That we just want to keep taxing.
here's the key on that. Since you're going to make a statement, I'm going to make one as well. The people that in this country that are preaching the victim mentality, the victimhood, that the world is against you, are all in this club. Why are they not teaching you the ways to join them in the Second Comma Club instead of telling you you're a victim? That is huge.
All right. So, as you point out, the large percentage of these people who are millionaires are self-made.
80%. 80% of the people in the Second Comma Club are self-made. It's not from the inherited business or from family wealth, which I see a lot of people complain about. Inheritances should be completely redistributed, and that would help this country. The fact of the matter is, what helps this country is creating more self-made Second Comma Club members.
Right.
Again, I want to break down some statistics on that. First of all, 88% of the people in this club have a college degree. Only 8% come from a prestigious private school. So what that tells me is it doesn't really matter where your accredited degree comes from.
Wow.
So it's a matter of getting a degree. Now, the four most common degrees in this club are accountants, engineers, lawyers, and medical doctors. Those are the degrees that all require great discipline, great intellect,
right. But
that's how they get there. So it's not just any college degree, although any college degree could get you there, provided you just suit some of these other things. So I think it's very important that people recognize that. 52% of the millionaire group have advanced degrees, whereas general populace in this country, only 13% have a master's or a doctorate.
But I would guess the biggest common trait would be that all of these people have a thing called drive. Something they want to achieve, something they think that they can do it better than somebody else, and therefore I'm going to risk what it takes to be successful.
I think you just talked about something. Risk benefit or risk reward is critically important.
Right.
And that's why a lot of these folks recognize that, you know, to get your education, what are you going to do with it? Instead of going to college for the entertainment value, are you going to college for job prep? Now, job prep can be anything. And let me also say, 88% of these group have college degree, but that means 12% do not. So what are those kind of people doing? They can be real estate agents. They can be truck drivers or own a trucking business, own a plumbing business. So small business owners are also 63% of this group. Doesn't necessarily mean they have a degree, but it does mean that they have a focus, they have a understanding of risk, and we'll get into some of the other details later on that. The one thing that I do want to bring up here, though, college degree does not mean pro athlete.
Yeah.
I hear so many people talk about, you know, if I could only be a pro athlete. I did some research on this. I was fascinated to find that less than 15,000 pro athletes and sports competitors are in this country at any given time. The mean annual revenue or salary for professional athletes in this country is $380,000. It's not $20 million. It's not $100 million. It's $380,000, and the average length of a career is 3 to 5 years.
Oh.
So a professional athlete, everybody wants to say that if only I could play basketball, if only I was good enough for football, or if I was a great golfer, that is really not the path to achieving this. There are better ways to look at that. So I want to make sure that we understand the education is critically important, but education and job prep as opposed to education just to improve your learning and have a great time. Very different approaches. And so I think the millionaires, to your point, have drive. They have a purpose. They have a reason. They're focused on something other than, what am I going to do today to have fun?
You know, my dad used to tell me that the college education was designed to do one thing, to teach you to stand on your own two feet and think for yourself. And there's a lot of wisdom in that statement,
I think today colleges are creating more of a resort environment to where you have all these wonderful things that you can do. And the classroom has almost become, I don't want to say secondary, but less important than the entire grand time that people want to have while they're in school and the debt that they're going to incur. And again, what are we preparing for as adulthood? I think that's a piece that's missing. So I guess coming back to this, millionaires' children understand the drive. They understand the purpose of education. They understand the process. I think that's the advantage that they may have over others. It's not that they've been handed money, it's they've been handed knowledge. They understand the purpose of the education. They understand the purpose of preparing for adult life.
Are you surprised that colleges do not have course course is and entrepreneurship?
I'm stunned. I am absolutely stunned. Sales. Why do we not have a sales degree? I mean,
we got a professor right here.
I've always believed that if you are a great salesman or salesperson, you're never going to go hungry and you're always going to be employed.
That's
because
right.
Everybody wants to find good salespeople. And so why do we not have a degree for something like that? Entrepreneurship, running a business is way different than anything you're going to learn in business management classes or a business management degree, because it's completely different. I used to be an adjunct professor many, many years ago, and I used to look at a page and I would put X's on the page because they didn't apply in practicality. And so I think those are things that we're missing. We're not creating the mindset or the development for the Second Comma Club. Again, I'm going to come back to every politician and every leader that says you're a victim, the world is against you, have already been here. They're already in this club. Why are they not teaching you the way they made it? That boggles my mind. And I think that, again, the education system, we need to have a degree in sales. We need to have degrees in entrepreneurship. We need to have an understanding of how to run a blue-collar business. Why do we not have classes for, I'm a plumber trained person, but I want to develop this into a full business so I can own a business. There's no classwork for that. So again, we're not doing the right mentality in the education process to set people up, number one, for the expectation that it's possible. Number two, to give them the tools and the information on how to do it. And number three, to give them a network to talk to. I mean, if I'm an entrepreneur student, if that was such a thing, I would love to spend time with people in the community that are very successful entrepreneurs. Pick their brain. How did this work? How did this not work? What were your mistakes? What is the thing that I should know that I don't know? One of those being risk versus reward.
That's why I think one of the big hallmarks of Rock Hill is we have the Gravity Center, which is where people who have got ideas can work with people who have been successful and see if their idea is something that will really pan out.
And the thing is, it's not just the idea. It's how you manage, develop, grow, and have the discipline to create that idea into a business.
Well, it is a different world today because, you know, when you talk about what it takes to be successful, with all the things you talked about, you got to be willing to work. You got to be willing to work. You can't work 6 hours, 8 hours a day and develop your business and think it's going to grow into something at some point. It ain't going to work.
There's two things that I think hurt people from achieving the Second Comma Club. Number one is their commitment. And number two is that they have this instant gratification mentality. What is the average age of a millionaire in this country?
I haven't the slightest idea.
61.
Woo!
It takes a long time for people to get there. Of course, we see these online influencers. We see these athletes. We see these entertainers. Those are the exceptions to the rule. The rule is it takes roughly 32 years to achieve a millionaire status. People don't reach that second comma typically till their mid-50s. Now, 20% of millionaires are under the age of 50. Only 20% are under the age of 50. I think that's just huge that we're missing that. It takes time. It takes effort. It takes a long-term commitment to make that happen.
And as you point out in your notes here, if you take a look at the difference between a median income for the average Joe out here, household income, versus somebody who's in business for themselves and part of this Second Comma Club, there's a big difference.
Well, there's two pieces to this, all right? So the median income for family income in this country is $70,000. The median income for a Second Comma Club family is $164,000. So it's significantly different. However, how many of these people are single? You know, we're divorced. See, the things have changed because a lot of times family income meant two sources of income, not just the one. And so often we're now having only one at a time. For example, back when I got married, the average age of getting married was 24 for men, 22 for women. Today, the average age is for first-time marriage is 30 for men and 28 for women. That is 6 years of income development, of lifestyle development that you have not put together. And you might not think 6 years is a long time, but those 6 years can help you set up for what we're about to get to in a little bit on the 10 points on how to become into this second comma club. So I think it's very important that people recognize that on average it takes 32 years to achieve the second comma club. This isn't get rich quick. This isn't a lottery ticket. This isn't being an influencer. This is long-term, sustained effort, commitment, drive with a goal in mind.
Oh, yeah. Now, you also point out that the average millionaire in this, you know, second comma club category has got, what, $450,000 in retirement savings and $500,000 in home equity, which is part of their net worth.
Which is very interesting to me.
Yeah.
$500,000 in home equity does not mean you live in a $500,000 home.
Right.
It means you have live in a $500,000 home and it's paid off.
Right.
So if you've got mortgage, well, even then, you still have repairs that are coming.
Uh-huh.
You've got to be able to hire somebody to sell the house. So there's payments for that. So understanding that equity is in a home, and we'll get into that in a little bit. But the other part is $450,000 in retirement. That opens a whole new door to investments.
Sure.
Making your money work for you as opposed to just putting money away or spending money on things that maybe you don't really need. Again, the instant gratification versus the long-term return.
As my friend John Reinhardt has told me many, many times, try to get your mortgage paid off in 20 years, maybe 25, because your house is going to start falling apart and you got to put a whole bunch of money back into it. How about that?
True. And home ownership also should develop equity as it grows and as it improves. So there's a lot of things that people make mistakes on. Getting started late, not using your money to work for you, I think become a big problem.
All right, when we come back from our mid-program break, we're going to tell you what the playbook is for joining the Second Comma Club. You're listening, of course, to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. You can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Okay, the groupie is here. He is. Mr. Reinhardt is here. We're going to tell everybody what the heck we do here at Substation 2. You can join in, Ron. Are you ready? At the count of three, the white letters. Ready? One, two, three.
Slice, 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 slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Not bad. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
I like the lunch special pricing.
I like the bread, good prices, and location.
Man, it's just utterly delicious.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
At Piedmont Medical Center, we have the expertise to treat the conditions that cause back pain, and we're focused on delivering compassionate care to help you live life pain-free. In fact, Piedmont Medical Center is designated a Blue Distinction Center for Spine Surgery by Blue Cross Blue Shield for our commitment to quality care and comprehensive spine surgery services. And by the way, Piedmont offers robotic spine surgery, an innovative surgical option that assists the spine surgeon and care team throughout the surgery. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Why do you take investment advice from a mutual fund or insurance salesman when you can work directly with a genuine money manager? If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see the difference for yourself. 324-5044 or go online to AndersonGriggs.com.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
Hit the spot, definitely.
Friends are great and the company's great and the food is fantastic. Bread's fresh and they make my special for me every day.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Russell White, the business coach, is with us. If you've missed the first part of this program, you need to go back and listen to it because it's all about how you join the Second Comma Club, which means how do you become a millionaire. Now, okay, What's the playbook, Coach? Tell us.
Okay, well, let's start with number one. We talked about how in colleges we wish we had entrepreneurial and sales education. In high schools, it boggles my mind that we do not have a financial education component where we teach budgeting, we teach money management, we teach basic investment. These are the things that you need to know at a very, very young age so you understand how to make your money work for you instead of working for your money. I think that's a critical piece that we are missing in this preparation for how to take this 32-year journey. Remember, it takes at least 32 years for the majority of people to reach the Second Comma Club. So it starts early and it must be maintained. And it really starts with that because credit card debt is a financial killer. It just is a killer. Debt for anything other than a home or a vehicle just really doesn't make a lot of sense. Exactly. I understand people say they've got to live and all these things. Every time I work with a couple with budgeting, they always have these non-negotiables like Starbucks. And I'm like, Starbucks. Oh, my goodness. This couple spent $5,000 a year between the two of them on Starbucks.
Oh, my God.
Imagine if they'd have put that into the bank because that's all net money as well.
Time value of money.
Financial education is critically important.
Your second point has to do with Snoop Dogg. Now, this one really gets me. Go ahead.
Did you ever think I'd be quoting Snoop Dogg on Straight Talk?
No.
In his song, Gin and Juice, he talks about, I got my mind on my money and my money on my mind. And I think you have to be mindful of what you're doing with your money. It's not just stuff that goes away. Do you have budgeting? Do you have an end-of-month reconciliation? Those are things that are really important. The other part of that is, are you an emotional purchaser? I hear a lot of people talk about retail therapy. Retail therapy, impulse purchases, or what I call the look at me purchases.
Yeah.
These are things that are just, they're just, our society pushes this, preaches this, wants everybody on these designers things. But the bottom line is that's really pushing you away from really where you want to go.
You've already referenced this, but this is another point that bears repeating, number three, which is education. Spend less time with this thing in your pocket.
I think that the key is not just the education you get in formal schooling, but think of the average American spends 7 hours on a screen a day. And I don't mean at work. I'm talking outside of work. 7 hours a day. Now, what are you doing with those 7 hours? Are you educating yourself or are you watching TikTok? Are you watching sports? Are you looking for just entertainment? Education over entertainment is really a choice that a lot of these 7% of the adult population that get there, they make that. So if you don't have the time to read, you really don't have time to grow your wealth. So it's where you focus your time.
All right, John Reinhart is going to really pick up on this one. Point number four, home ownership builds equity.
I think
you want to say that louder?
I think it's critically important that we recognize that home ownership is there. Now, everybody talks about how the market is crazy and things are so expensive. And I want to say that the house that I first bought out of college was not the house I left that my parents had when I went to college.
Oh, yeah.
It was a starter box. And I think we need to recognize that there are places for us to at least get started and not have all these amenities that I grew up having at the end of my at-home stay. It takes time, but you've got to jump in and get into home equity because the housing market will grow, your equity in your home will build, and if you take proper care of it and you do an investment in that, you will continue to grow your home equity, which is a huge part of your net worth.
Absolutely. All right, now this one, I wish young Justin Anderson was here because he would be echoing this one, and that is be consistent in your long-term investing. If you only have $50 a month to put away,
put it away.
Because you'd be surprised how that $50 a month or $100 a month is going to grow.
It's really interesting. I saw a quote by Warren Buffett that I really liked. It said, savings aren't what's left after spending. Spending is what's left after savings. And so put your money to work. That is critically important.
Well, you can't emphasize that one enough. You absolutely cannot emphasize that enough. Okay. So what are the three Ds?
Okay, the three Ds, drive, determination, and discipline. Those are critical to being successful. They're critical to reaching the Second Comma Club. They're critical to being a focused, goal-oriented individual. And most of the people in the Second Comma Club are very goal-oriented. So what's your drive look like? What's your determination look like? And what's your self-discipline look like? Stay away from those impulse purchases. Be driven to make your money work for you and not just you for your money. And remember, this is a long term. So that drive, determination, discipline has to last you for decades, not just for a month, looks good. Well, fall off the wagon. It's a choice. It's a personal choice that people have to make.
Because as you point out, the Second Comma Club is very goal oriented. It's, you know, it's an approach to how you're going to live your life.
It's the approach to their life, not just to money. It's their approach to living. They want to be focused on what they're doing. They want to be goal-oriented to achieve the things that they want.
Now, this one, number eight, this is why the smartest person in my household is my wife, because it's talking about shop wisely. I'm not smart at
that. That's not your gift, is it?
No. My gosh, she can hunt a bargain.
Well, I mean, shopping wisely is something as simple as having a shopping list when you go to the grocery store.
Yeah, she does.
So you don't have another $20 that just end up in the cart. Now, $20 doesn't sound like a lot, but if it's $20 every couple of weeks, and you know, you're looking at hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month that you could be putting in.
Don't take your spouse to the grocery store with you, because that could be disastrous.
But well, the other thing is purchasing used cars. You know, as soon as a brand new car comes off the lot, it loses value. Some people want that. Some people can afford it, and that's all well and good. If you are focused on achieving a Second Comma Club membership, it takes time. So buy used. I've never bought a brand new car. I have always bought used cars with a little bit of mileage on it. I have good value. They service me well. Don't be looking to impress the Joneses. Buy something reliable, something that you can maintain, and something that gives you the money to be able to afford the rest of your life.
And make sure that when you're buying that used automobile, you're buying it for somebody who's got a reputation to back it up.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. So, as we've you got to believe that this can happen. That's a key.
I could do an entire straight talk on this one point. Believe that it's possible. We have so many people in this country preaching victimhood, preaching that the world is against you, preaching you'll never stand a chance, preaching negative thoughts. If you don't believe it's possible, you're never going to try. I have to say that when I started out right out of college, I had no clue what was possible to succeed. I just knew I wanted to get there. And I think that's critically important that people recognize that so much is possible in this country. The economy is outstanding. This country has a lot to offer to people. You can be an entrepreneur. You can buy your own home. You can build your own business. You can get your own education. I mean, there's so many things, that ways to get ahead. The key is you have to believe that you can. Because if I sit on my couch and say, I'll never get this, I'll never be there, guess what? You're never going to be there. It's never going to happen.
Well, going back to point number six, you got to have the drive. You got to have the determination that you can do this.
Well, every path to this is fraught with problems and issues that you encounter. That's where you drive through that. Nobody has a linear financial growth. It takes time.
Okay, last point is you got to get on this thing now. You can't sit around.
There's no right time. There's not like after I've got this taken care of, after this, once I get married. You can delay yourself into your 40s, and now you're up against the time constraints, the time crunch, because you've waited too long. It starts today, regardless of where you're at. Even if you are in your 40s, it's not time to give up. You've got to continue to drive forward and see how fast you can get to where you want to get to. It's never too late to do this. I think I keep telling people this. The second getting a membership in the Second Comma Club is simple, but it is not easy. And I think once we recognize that you got to be persistent, you got to have a commitment to the long term, and you have a plan to get there, and you believe that you can, the focus and that long-term determination will, in fact, get you to that point.
But as you point out, you got to believe that this can happen, and you got to get to work on it now. You can't
today.
Sit around and wait. Russell, we've done a lot of programs together, but I think this is probably going to go right to the top of the list. I think this is a fabulous show. Thank you for putting this together.
My pleasure.
And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax You with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. All right. What the heck are you here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop at the count of three? One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Oh, so well done. A-plus for everybody. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow.